Let me wind back to last week when I first arrived in Kenya.
Walk on a downward facing dog, bend one knee at a time.
I hadn't even been in Nairobi for 24 hours when I went to meet Catherine and Jerry to tell her story and why she does what she does for a living. I was a little intimidated because she's a yoga teacher and I agreed to take one of her classes. I do yoga almost every morning, but I tend to take it slowly just to get the kinks out from the night before. And Jerry's practice is power yoga. After about 30 minutes, I looked like I had just walked out into a Nairobi downpour, and I still had an hour to go. And Jerry doesn't mess around, but then again, she came to yoga in a no-mess-around kind of way.
So it was a funny story. I think the practice discovered me.
The practice discovered her in the midst of violent political upheaval in Kenya in 2007. That was the year of the disputed presidential election here. In a country where few thought ethnic violence would ever be a problem, suddenly people were killing each other and burning down neighbors' homes. At the time, Njeri was working as an acrobat and began touring the country with a group of other acrobats, going to camps for people displaced by the violence. Also in those camps, yoga teachers providing some sorely needed exercise and distraction. And Jerry noticed that between the acrobatics and the yoga, the ethnic divides started to evaporate.
As we went into the camps, you could see the different groups sitting differently. Like, you could tell that's a specific group, this is a specific group. And by when we started performing, people came to watch. And when we were doing yoga, they forgot the differences. And you could see people touching hands on mountain poses. You could see people speaking to each other.
That was the germ of the Africa Yoga Project, along with assistance from well-known yoga instructors Paige Ellison and Baron Baptiste. Catherine and Jerry traded in her life as an acrobat to devote it to yoga.
I was training young kids to be acrobats, but I noticed, like, yoga, I could teach my mom to do. Like, my mom was my first student.
Today, the Africa Yoga Project has grown into a teacher training program for Kenyans. Not just Kenyans, aspiring yogis from a dozen African countries also come to train in Kenya as instructors. And the courses are free, which is pretty remarkable. Like right here, where Catherine grew up, in the Nairobi slum of Kariobangi, where she's motivating young students and maybe some new instructors.
I came back and started teaching in another social hall. It's a community hall, and then Joyce was my student. And when there was a scholarship for someone to become a yoga teacher, she joined. And then I could no longer teach here because then she needed somewhere to teach.
Nice. Yeah. High plank. Low plank.
On this day, Njeri is not earning her usual pay for leading expats in Nairobi through low plank and downward dog. She's observing a new teacher run a free class specifically for young women and new mothers. The studio in Kariobangi is a shoebox-sized church, and it's not like any yoga class I've ever seen. The cement floor was covered in red dust, and the mats hadn't been cleaned in a while. But the students packed the room. A lot of them were first-timers. One girl told me she was there to improve herself, to deal with her tummy, she said. Toddlers crawled across the mats during class. A new mother had to pause several times to nurse her baby. Catherine and Jerry observed while Joyce, the newer instructor, a young woman and Jerry mentored in the practice, patiently taught the newcomers.
I can hear a lot of Americans hearing this and saying, okay, yoga may be good for me, but when we're talking people in a slum, I mean, dire poverty,
yeah.
Doesn't that need to be solved first and then they can do yoga?
Mm-hmm.
How has it actually worked out?
You know, first of all, I'll say acceptance of the situation comes first.
Like, acceptance of poverty.
Yeah. I was able to accept that I was from the slums. You know, I was able to accept it was nobody's fault. And then that's what yoga taught me. And personally, I think now we have a lot of people doing yoga. It's because they are starting to realize it's nobody's fault that I'm poor. And yeah, the government has to do something. The world has to do something. But I also don't have to sit down. I need to stand up and do something. And Africa Yoga Project is like kind of closing the gap because all people we employ at Africa Yoga Project are youths from the slums. You have to be unemployable to be employed at Africa Yoga Project. And when we come, Africa Yoga Project is trying to reduce the unemployment in Kenya through yoga.
Is it working?
Yeah, We have 100 yoga teachers.
So Catherine came out of poverty with a belief that she could change her life and now kind of believes that she can change the world around her. I think she's got really good reason to believe that.